Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 140. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Are we entering a recession? Heavy hitting question there. Let me first start off by saying that I'm not an economist. Now, that's not to get me off the hook. I'm just saying straight, I'm not an economist. I also don't have any agenda, so I can talk freely about what's on my mind because I'm not trying to steer you in any particular direction. I've no political leanings. I can just tell you how I feel and my opinion about it. I am, though, a businessman. I am an investor. I am a martial artist, a father, a husband, and an everyday man. What do I mean by everyday man? Well, basically, on a daily basis, I talk with and I meet people from all walks of life. Due to where I live, due to my job, due to my personality, I guess, I mix with quite a lot of people. And I get a good feeling, a good organic feeling for where things are at, how people are feeling, not just what's being transmitted to us through the media. And the media aren't really doing, well, we all know this, the media aren't doing us favours. And they are, I mean, they're obviously they're going to keep trying to sell recession, 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 which ultimately basically affects consumer confidence. And in turn can cause a recession if there's consumer confidence issues. But I don't really think that that's what's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't going to be people hurting. I am not saying that people aren't hurting right now. I think everybody's hurting. I think everybody is affected. I think everybody is worried, stressed, and anxious, including those who don't suffer from anxiety or stress or worry or depression. I think those are all things that have affected everybody at some stage during this quarantine and during the lockdown especially. So let me just talk about a recession for a second and let me just put it into perspective. Amazon aren't in recession. They're probably making more money now than ever. Now I understand they're at the top of the spectrum. So let's go lower down the spectrum. Takeaways. There's a lot of takeaways I know that are certainly not in recession, that are busier now than ever. Builders are back to work, so they're not in recession. That is a super thing for us because it's building that does drive the economy. Like it or lump it, resent them or not, builders do affect positively the economy for everybody. If we're building, then we're generally on top of things. We're growing, basically. We're not in recession. Remember when there was no building going on? This isn't the same as 2007 to 2013, approximately. 2013, 2014. This is not the same at all. There's still a shortage of housing. Oh yeah, and not just that, but look at all the queues. I'm sure you were on social media this week. I'm sure you saw the massive, insane queues at the hardware stores or hardware shops that have just recently reopened. And I'm sure you thought it was madness, unless you're one of those people in the queues. Well, I'm sure you probably still thought it was madness. That's good news because it means that there's money in the economy. People are willing to queue up that long. There's good signs to all of these things. But building drives the economy. And as I said, after COVID-19, there's still going to be a massive shortage. There might be an oversupply in the commercial sector, certainly, especially if people decide that they're going to work from home. But from in the residential, and I understand as well from a residential point of view, people that were short-term letting, those properties have been released into the market again. And there was whispers about having difficulty in letting and rents going down. I'm telling you now that even with the extra supply of property, those short-term, those Airbnb properties, which have now come into the normal mainstream letting market, I guarantee you there's still a massive shortage, especially when the economy gets momentum again. As I said, I know people are hurting, but I do know people who have more cash flow now than ever because they haven't been spending it. They haven't been spending it on their car. They haven't been going out. They haven't been spending any of their disposable income at shops the way they used to, that retail therapy. There has been COVID-19 payments. There have been various different grants and are various different business grants coming on stream as well. I know people who aren't hurting for cash, and I know people who are hurting for money, and I know people whose cash flow is better now than it's ever been because they've been sitting on their hands and they haven't been spending it and it's been building up. Hence, if people were really that worried, would they have been in those large queues for those hardware shops? Very hard not mentioning the names of the particular hardware shops, but I'm sure you have the names in your head as I'm talking. People are enthusiastic about getting back to work. They absolutely can't wait to get back to work. They can't wait to open up their businesses again. They can't wait to start trading. They can't wait to get back to normality. They cannot wait to spend again, to start spending. Have faith in that. In situations like this, there are more opportunities in times of uncertainty. It is about mindset. You do have to look for the opportunities in these situations. There are people that pray and hope for recessions and hope for downturns because they have a strong line of credit and they have the hard, cold cash sitting there that they're ready to swoop in and snap up these cheap deals that immediately when the economy improves, they're going to make a hell of a lot of money on. You can do it at a smaller level. You can have that mindset, that opportunity mindset. If you don't have a mindset open to see opportunity, then you're not going to see it. There is more opportunity in troubled times and times of uncertainty than any other times. Will you be ready? Will you have an open mind? As I said, I'm not downplaying any of the negativity that's going to be there. But I'm telling you now, this is not going to be the same as the recession of 2007. It's not even remotely similar. I know we didn't see this coming. I know we didn't realize it was going to be a pandemic and it was going to stretch out this long and it was going to absolutely decimate the financial and business structure of the whole country globally. In fact, we didn't see it coming. But there is an end in sight. There is a limit to this and we're all dying to get back to it. So have faith in that process. Keep your eyes open and you never know the opportunities that you might see, might land in your lap, that you might be able to avail of. I hope that's given you a little bit of positivity about this negative lockdown and quarantine and COVID-19. I hope you haven't been directly affected. I hope you yourself haven't been sick. Are any family members, or even worse, I would hate to think that it's affected any of my listeners to that type of an extent, because that would be a totally different issue, very, very, very hard to deal with. So my thoughts go out to everybody, all frontline staff, anybody that has their health has been affected or any of their loved ones has been affected. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you what you think about this episode during the week. And before I forget, please check out successsensei.com. It's a great way if you want to send me a message anytime. I think there's a way of messaging me on every single page. I will absolutely read all the messages and reply to everything I receive. So I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.